Now to your letters. Last week, we heard the story of 4-year-old Maya Chamberlain. She's suffering from a rare blood disease and needs a bone marrow transplant. Finding a perfect match is difficult because Maya is of mixed race. After our broadcast, thousands of people visited the website of the National Bone Marrow Donor Program. The organization told us more than 2,500 people have registered since the story aired. On our website, Jean Frederick, a bone marrow donor, shared her experience. Registering was absolutely painless, a cotton swab to the cheek, and when I finally got the call to donate, I was under anesthesia during the procedure. Piece of cake. I was a match for someone with a blood disorder. She was of a completely different ethnic background and lives in another country. Without this registry, her doctors would not have found me. Many of you also commented on our segment about the new ways the Republican Party is reaching out to voters through social media. The GOP has taken to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to get its message out to the public. Marion Moore of Louisiana is skeptical about the party's efforts. She writes on NPR.org, "I hope that this move to other social media means that the Republicans might actually listen to other viewpoints, but I am not hopeful. I already receive emails from Senator David Vitter, which do not speak to my concerns or beliefs at all. They're just speeches in email format." We want to hear from you. Send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link, or join the discussion in the comments section of each story. You can also find us at facebook.com/NPR Weekend and twitter.com/NPR Weekend. And if you want to send a tweet to me, I'm at NPR Leanne, spelled L-I-A-N-E.